慈悲的天父，我们要感谢赞美你。
Our loving Heavenly Father, we want to thank you and praise you.
因为我们在地上同心合一祷告的事情，你必定在天上垂听我们的祷告。
Because if we pray together with one heart, you will listen in heaven and answer.
我们现在同心合一，奉主耶稣基督的名求你。
And we pray with one heart in the name of Jesus Christ. We beg thee.
求主你医治我们的姊妹她的眼睛。
We pray that you will heal Annette and her eyes.
我们求神，求你怜悯我们。
I pray that Lord you will just have mercy on us.
就是怜悯我们的姊妹。
And have mercy on our sister.
求主你借着医生的手来再一次行奇妙的神迹。
Oh Father, I pray that you will use the hands of the surgeon to really perform a miracle.
让我们能够看见你是活活的主。
That we may see that you are a living God.
你今天还是行神迹在我们中间。
That even today you can work miracles in our midst.
主啊，我们同样把今天晚上这个聚会恭恭敬敬仰望在主你手里。
Lord, again we completely uplift this meeting into your hands.
主啊，我们中间有人心里有问题。
Lord, there are many in our midst that have problems within them.
主啊，我们要把每一位仰望在主你手里。
Lord, we uplift each one into your hands.
求主你亲自动工，在我们每一个心灵里面有需要的，我们每一个人都有需要。求主你每一个人的需要。求主你给我们回答。
Oh Lord, you know each one of us have unique problems within us. I pray that you will answer according to our needs.
求主你赐给你的仆人你的话语。
Lord, please grant thy servant thy word.
求主你帮助翻译的姊妹有你的能力。
And you will help the interpreter also to have this power from you.
求主你帮助我们每一个要听的人有谦卑领教的心。
And that each person that listens will have a receptive and discerning heart.
好，让我们今天晚上来到这里不是突然的。
That we will not come in vain as we gather here.
我们愿意看见主耶稣基督今天在我们中间行奇妙的事。
We would like to see the Lord Jesus Christ work a miracle in our midst.
主啊，求你向我们说话。
Lord, please speak to us.
奉主耶稣基督的圣名求。
In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Amen.
请坐。
Please be seated.
刚才我们的弟兄的见证，他结束的时候用一句话。
Just now in our brother's testimony, he ended with one word.
就是《哥林多后书》第五章十七节的。
Second Corinthians, 5:17.
他说：“若有人在基督里，他是新造的人。”
He said that if anyone be in Christ, he is a new creature.
看啊，一切都过去，一切都变成新的。
Behold, all things have passed away, and all things have become new.
就是过去，一切变成新的。
All things have passed away, and all things are become new.
我听见他的见证的时候，我就想到两个人。
When I heard his testimony, I thought of two persons.
一个是 Dr. Law, 一个是Elder Huang。
One is Dr. Law and the other is Elder Wang.
他们两个都是六十岁以上才信耶稣的。
Both of them believed and trusted in the Lord Jesus Christ after they were 60.
他们六十岁以前，他们有学问，有地位，什么都有。这个 Dr. Law 做医生，当然地位很高，并且他在台湾云林县县议会做议长。
Both of them had wealth and fame, and of course, Dr. Law was, I think, his chief of medicine or something like that. It's a very high position in a hospital.
就是有地位的人呐。
Okay.
The political things. 他信耶稣以后，他讲一句话。
After he believed on Jesus, he said something.
巴不得我二十代的时候信耶稣。
He said that I wish I had believed in the Lord when I was in my 20s.
现在我六十岁，我信耶稣，我人生的道路已经差不多要走尽了。
Now that I believe in the Lord when I'm in my 60s, I'm almost at my life's end.
若是我二十代的时候相信耶稣，我一生的道路，我所走的路啊，完全不一样。
Perhaps if I had trusted in God when I was in my 20s, my whole life would have been different.
那么教会的弟兄姊妹说 ，Never too late, never too late， 是安慰他，鼓励他。
And the brothers and sisters in the church, to comfort him, said, "It's never too late."
对 ，never too late。但是我年轻的时候相信的话，我可以有四十年走不同的人生的道路。
It's true, it's never too late. But had he believed in the Lord when he was in his 20s, he would have 40 more years to walk in the way of the Lord.
各位，你们是年轻人。
You know, you are all young people here.
你可以在十年后、三十年后、五十年后相信耶稣。
And it is possible that perhaps in 10, 20, 30 years later, or 50 years later, you can believe on the Lord Jesus Christ.
但是何必跟这个 Dr. Law 一样，他那个时候得救以后他后悔了。
But why wait just like Dr. Law? After he accepted Jesus, he sort of regretted he didn't do it earlier.
那么这个 Elder Wang 他也是六十几岁才相信耶稣。
And Elder Wang also believed in the Lord when he was in his 60s.
他生在书香家。
He was born in 书香。
Scholar's home.
Okay. Was born in a scholarly home.
他的汉文这个以前呢学得很深。
And he was very good in literary writing.
他是很聪明的人。
And he's also a very intelligent man.
他很会做生意。
And he is a good businessman.
他在台北有很多房子地皮。
In Taipei, he had many houses and land and dealings in real estate.
以前台北中山北路的日本大使馆是他的房子。
And he used to own the building that was a Japanese embassy.
当然他很有钱啊。
And of course, he was wealthy too.
他感觉到一切都够了。
And he thought, well, I have everything. I'm sufficient.
但是他的太太信耶稣。
But then his wife believed on the Lord Jesus Christ.
他们的问题就是吃饭的时候。
Well, the problem came up when it's mealtime.
吃饭的时候啊，他的太太要感谢主。
Well, during mealtimes, his wife would like to give thanks to the Lord.
他的先生坐在那里看他的太太。
And then the husband sat there and watched the wife.
他爱他的太太。
Of course, he loves his wife.
所以他在祷告，他等他。
And so when she's praying, he would wait.
他不相信耶稣。
He didn't believe in Jesus.
他也不相信天上有一位真神。
And he didn't believe that there was a real God in heaven.
但是他相信他的太太。
But he does believe in his wife.
他没有办法。
But there's nothing he could do about it.
他说不要祷告好不好？
He asked his wife, well, would you please not pray?
他说，你起码要给我自由吗？你爱我，你起码给我自由，有信耶稣，有祷告的时候吗？
And his wife said, well, if you really love me, you should give me the freedom to pray.
他说，好，可以，但是你要祷告给你的耶稣听啊，不要给我听好了。
And he said, well, then you should pray to your God, to that Jesus of yours, but not to me, for me to listen.
但是他的太太是先为着要她的丈夫得救，所以她每天吃饭的时候，天父感谢你。
And so, but his wife really wanted him to believe too. So every time it comes around to giving grace, she'll say, "Jesus, I give thee thanks in aloud."
给我吃，给我住，一切生活丰丰富富都是天父你给的，我们要感谢你。
And she gave thanks for all her, you know, everything that God has supplied, everything, her clothing and everything.
好的家庭，健康的身体，哦，他就祷告，祷告，感谢，感谢。
And he thanked God for the family and for, you know, good housing, everything.
祷告完了，奉主耶稣的名，阿门。
And after she finished, she said, in Jesus' name, amen.
他的先生说，你错了。
And her husband said, but my dear, you're wrong.
这个菜的钱从哪里来的？
He said, well, where does the money that comes, that buys your food?
你穿的衣服谁给你买的？
And where does the money that comes to buy your clothing?
是不是我赚来的钱吗？
Well, don't you think I earn the money?
你应该向我感谢。
You should thank me.
耶稣也没有给你钱。
Jesus didn't give you any money.
我给你的。
I gave it to you.
他笑，太太笑笑。
And so his wife smiled.
下一次祷告的时候。
So the next time she said grace.
他还是感谢神。
She still gave thanks.
同时她加一个字。
But she added one extra word.
我的丈夫太可怜了。
And he said that, oh, my husband is in a real pitiful state.
他不懂得神的爱。
He doesn't understand the love of God.
他不明白神供给我们一切所需要的。
He doesn't understand that God has given us everything that we had.
他甚至也不知道自己能活都是在神的手中。
And he didn't even realize that his very life is in God's hands.
求神打开他的心门，打开他的心灵的眼睛，有一天能够看见这个真理。
And she asked God to really open the husband's eyes so that he can see the truth one day.
Amen.
And then in Jesus' name, Amen again.
他的先生说，我不理你了。
And so the husband said, well, I just can't be bothered with you.
啊，您做你的祷告，我吃我的饭。
Well, you can pray on ahead, but I'll eat my rice.
但是我请问各位，听祷告的是谁？
But let me ask you, who is really listening to the prayer?
听祷告的谁？
Who listens to the prayer?
又真又活的神。
It's that real and living God.
啊，他是又真又活的神，他垂听祷告。
He's a real living God, and he really listens to our prayer.
这个黄先生啊，他那个时候没有做长老啊，他是黄先生 ，Mr. 黄啊。有一天啊，他太太有机会就要带他去教会听道啊，就不到会就听到。他是为着太太到教会，为着太太。
In those days, of course, he wasn't an elder, that Mr. Wong, and for his wife's sake, he would attend church because she asked him.
这位黄先生以后告诉我。
And this Mr. Wong later told me.
他说我糊里糊涂啊，听到糊里糊涂相信，糊里糊涂跑到前面去了。
He said, you know, I was all in a daze, but I actually stepped up and accepted.
我听到了以后，他说要相信的人，请你举手。我不晓得为什么我的手就爬上去了。
He said that when the preacher said, whoever wants to believe, raise your hand. He said, I really don't know why, but suddenly my hand shot up.
我自己感觉到我是一个很聪明很懂事的人的，但是他讲得到为什么把我的手拿起来了。
You know, I felt that I was a very intelligent person and somehow after the message the hand just raised itself.
他请我举手的人到前面来，我就到前面去了。
And he asked those that raised their hands to come forward, and I did.
我相信耶稣了。
So I believed in Jesus.
我以后就开始参加聚会了。
And so afterwards I attended church.
我开始的时候什么都不懂。
In the beginning, I didn't understand anything.
但是越听到，我明白了。
And as I listened more and more and begin to understand better,
我越明白上帝的真理的时候，我越发现我是一个大傻瓜。
And the more I understand God's truth, the more I felt that I really didn't know anything.
我知道我自己都浪费我的一生。
And I felt that I really had wasted my life.
假如我的二十代相信耶稣的话，我可能我的一生啊完全走不通新的道。
And had I accepted the Lord in my 20s, I'm sure that my life would have been very different.
他今年八十多岁。
And now he's in his 80s this year.
他住在 California, 他来看我的时候。
He lives in California, and one time when he came to visit me,
他做见证。
He gave a testimony.
他说留下的时间不多了，我假如早一点相信耶稣，我能够为神为人多做一点事情。
He said that my time is going to be up very shortly, and if I had trusted the Lord earlier, I would have been able to do much more for Christ.
各位从台北来的，你们知道台北新兴北路有一个新生教会，那么大的教会，他一个人的手盖起来。
Those of you that come from Taipei will know that there is a 新兴 church.That was built by this Elder Wong alone.
一个人奉献。
He contributed for its entire building and everything.
地他奉献。
He gave the land for this church to be built.
并且他奉献的时候啊，他这个老人家很有意思啊。他盖礼拜堂的时候，他说我礼拜堂盖在这里，但是隔壁邻居谁要来，他盖什么东西吵了教会都不对头了，所以我一片地全部买下来。
You know, it was really an amazing thing when he said that he'll give this plot of land for the church to be built on. He said that he's afraid that, a lot of neighbors, that are undesirable neighbors, they may disturb and disrupt the church. So he bought all the land around the church as well.
他讲一件事情。
And he mentioned one thing.
他说以后啊，地涨了。
He said later on, you know, when the prices go up for land.
他说这个旁边的地涨的钱啊，他赚的钱啊，比他奉献给教会的地跟盖教会的钱还多。
He said that, you know, as land prices went up, the money that he earned from the plots of land surrounding the church was much more than that plot of land that he had offered to the Lord.
他说我一辈子做生意啊，没有盖礼拜堂这批生意那么好。
And he said that, you know, I've done many business deals in my life, but never have I prospered so much as giving this land to the Lord.
假如我二十代相信耶稣啊，我一辈子做生意不晓得赚了多少钱。
And if I had, you know, believed in the Lord in my 20s, I don't know how much money I would have accumulated.
各位，我讲这两个人的见证，就是要让你知道，刚才的弟兄说，你若是相信耶稣，就是一果，一切变成新。
I give these two testimonies because I want you to think and reflect on what Lao Qingqing said, that you know, if you follow Lord all your life, all things become new after you follow the Lord.
各位，二十代的时候，这个时候正是要接受相信主的时代。
You know, it's the best time to believe in the Lord is when you are in your 20s.
我告诉你，一个人过了三十岁以后啊，他要接受主的这个心啊，这个机会越来越少。
You know, I want to say one thing. After you turn 30, you know, the chances of you believing in the Lord is greatly decreased.
因为工作忙，家庭忙，世界的事情忙，没有时间有心有耳朵来听到的。
Because your work and your family and other distractions keep you very occupied.And you just don't have the time to go and listen.
各位要相信耶稣，越年轻越早越好。
And it's really a good thing to believe in the Lord as early as possible.
我不要你们等到六十岁、七十岁快要差不多的时候再来相信耶稣啊。
I hope that you will not wait till you are in your 60s to believe on the Lord.
那么相信耶稣啊，我可以用一个比喻来讲。
Perhaps I can use an illustration to mention what I mean by, you know, accepting Jesus.
我喜欢讲 story.
I like to tell stories.
要不要听？
Do you want to listen?
那个美国讲 story 都是用 ABC 啊，或者 A student, B student, C student, and friend.
In America, when you tell stories, you always say, you know, A student, B student, and friends, C student, and friends.
我总是做人家的 friend， 我是 belong to F student。
I always belong to the F category。
好，人相信神有三种。
There are three types of people that believe on the Lord。
你们一听就不会忘记。
After you hear this, I don't think you'll forget it。
你喜欢做 A student， 或是 B student， 或是做 C student。
Do you want to be an A student, B student, or a C student?
A stand for A 就是 afraid。
A stands for afraid。
B stand for 这个 beneficial, benefit.
I don't have to translate.
C stand for charity, love. 我现在想讲啊，我们中国人就叫笑。
You know, Chinese like to laugh.
孝敬父母的孝。
Okay.
这个很难翻译啊，笑这个字很难翻了。
The Chinese believe in filial piety.
Yeah, 对父母啊。
Especially towards your honoring your parents.
一个家有三个孩子。
There was one family with three sons.
他三个孩子都很孝顺父母。
And all three sons really honor their parents.
第一个孩子孝顺父母的动机啊，是因为头一个孩子啊不听话的时候，爸爸就一下子来。
The first son honored his father because of for fear of punishment. Every time he disobeys, the father spanks him.
所以他怕。
And therefore, he honored him out of fear.
他不听话就要打。
If he doesn't honor his obey his parents, he know he has a scolding or a beating.
做坏事晚上不要吃饭，站在那里。
And if he did something naughty, he'll have to stand in the corner and not eat.
我小的时候就这样。
I was such a one when I was young.
我的父母好凶啊。
And my mother and father were very strict.
他我做坏事啊，他说，他还有一点良心呢。
You know, when I was naughty, they still had some conscience.
他把饭添好，菜添好，叫我拿着，站在那个 corner 自己一个人吃。
They would, you know, dish up the rice and put some food on top of that, and then he gave me the bowl and saying, "All right, eat in the corner by yourself."
你看啊，我站在那里，我的哥哥弟弟妹妹跟爸爸妈妈坐在桌子上吃，你看我吃得下吃不下？
You know, when I just, you know, stood in the corner with this bowl of rice, how could I eat? You know, all my brothers and sisters were sitting around at the table with mom and dad.
吃不下了。
I just couldn't eat it.
所以这个老大就是怕爸爸妈妈 是怕怕 afraid afraid 怕怕，所以他是说好好好爸爸好好很孝顺。
And so the eldest son really obeyed and honored his parents out of fear, and he said yes to everything they say.
老二啊，比较聪明一点。
The second son was a little bit more bright than the first.
好听叫做聪明啊，不好听叫做狡猾。发头了，发头了。
Okay. If you say, of course, if you want to say it in a nice way, smart, but the other term for it is somewhat foxy.
普通的家庭啊，大儿子都是一本正经的。
Most of the time, the oldest son is usually quite serious.
你将来做爸爸妈妈，你一定要生两三个孩子才可以知道。
Later on, when you become parents, I think you have to give birth to several children before you realize this.
我是老二。
And the pastor is a number two son.
所以我知道爸爸妈妈的心 psychology 啊，他们心思的意念。
And so I really understood my parents, psychology or how they think.
我知道我爸爸回来了啊，今天很辛苦啊，我就拿一杯水啊，爸爸喝茶。
And when father returns home, you know, I would use the, oh, father, you must have had a long day. Please drink a cup of tea.
你坐下坐下，我给你按摩按摩。
Please sit down, I'll give you a massage.
我很孝顺父母。
And I really honored my parents.
因为我知道啊，过年快要到了。
Because I know that the Chinese New Year is about to come.
那个过年的时候，我是要新的衣服啊。
I know that when New Year comes around, I'll have a new suit or new clothes.
我要买新的皮鞋啊。
And there'll be new shoes for me.
所以我就走内线，我都跑到我的妈妈那里去。
And so, of course, I knew the inroads, and I went to my mother.
我说要过年啦，我要买新皮鞋，我要买新的衣服，我要这个，我要那个，我要这个。我妈妈说我要问爸爸。
So I told my mother, I said, well, New Year's coming around. I need some new clothing and some new shoes. And my mother said, well, I have to consult with your father.
我说当然了，当然了，你一定要问爸爸的。
And I said, of course you have to consult father.
我的妈妈晚上啊，孩子都睡觉了，她就说了，哎，这个老二啊，这个家伙，他说要买皮鞋过年，他要买衣服过年，你想怎么样？
And so when all of us went to bed at night, my mother talked to my father and said,Well, you know, our second son said that, you know, New Year's coming around and he needs some new clothes and shoes. What do you think about it?
你看我爸爸喝我给他的茶呢。
And you remember, of course, father drank the tea I gave him earlier that evening.
他不会讲我的坏话。
Of course, he wouldn't say anything bad about me.
因为我已经下功夫了。
Because I already worked on him.
我已经下功好几个礼拜了。
And I worked on him for a couple of weeks already.
所以他说，哎呀，这个老啊，真听话。
And he said, oh, well, second son is really a good boy.
我巴不得每一个孩子跟老二一样。
I wish that all my sons were like this number second son.
你买多买几双皮鞋给他没有关系。
Oh, you can give him a cup. You can buy him a couple of new shoes. It doesn't matter.
他要什么你给他好了，他这个太好了。
Whatever he asks, just give it to him. He's a good boy.
这个叫做孝顺。
You call that honoring your father?
老三来了。
Well, then came the third son.
他的动机是什么？
Well, what is his motivation?
爸爸妈妈生我。
Well, father and mother gave birth to me.
他养我。
And they nourished me.
他给我所需要的一切。
And they gave me everything that I needed.
学费那么贵，他还是把我送到学校里去。
It's expensive to study, but still they supported me through school.
他无条件的爱我。
They love me unconditionally.
我做好孩子坏孩子，爸爸妈妈还是一样的爱我。
Whether I'm a good kid or a bad kid, they still love me.
我应该照样爱他。
Then I should really, in the same way, love them back.
他的动机就是从 charity, 从 love 出来的。
And his real motivation stemmed out of love.
从外表来看。
Well, from outside appearances, outward appearances.
老大孝顺父母。
The first son, the oldest, honored his father.
老二孝顺父母。
And the second son also honored his parents.
老三也是孝顺父母。
And the third son also honored his parents.
外面的人说啊，那个家的三个孩子都是孝顺父母的。
And outsiders would say, oh, all your three sons really honor you.
你做一个判断。
If you had to make a decision,
哪一个是真的？
Which one is really honoring their father and their mother?
哪一个是你要像他的？
Which one would you like to imitate?
A.
A.
B.
B.
C.
C.
哪一个是对的？
Which one is right?
不是啊，不要问幼稚园的学生啊。
Well, we don't have to ask kindergarten kids.
我们都是大学生啊。
We're all university students.
我们都知道的。
We all know.
各位敬拜神也有同样的。
You know, when you talk about worshiping God, I think there's still three categories of people.
怕。
Some out of fear.
有些宗教出于怕。
And some religion inspire fear.
怕生病。
They, you know, people are afraid to get sick.
开车子怕车祸。
And when they're driving, they're afraid of, you know, accidents.
所以他需要依靠一件东西或者一位神。
And so these people needed to rely on something or a certain God.
啊。我告诉各位啊，我生病的时候，我每次就想，是不是神在罚我？
And you know, every time I get sick, I often ask, you know, is God punishing me for something?
家里发生问题的时候，我第一件问的，是不是神在罚我？
And if there's any family problem that arises, I often ask, is God punishing me for something?
人的本性就是这样。
You know, this is just human nature.
所以啊，一把香拿起来就一拼命的拜，求神不要。降罚给我，求神给我平安。
And so, some of them really worship God and use their hands like this, with those incense and say, God, please don't give us any extra problems or suffering.
啊，这样的精神是错的。
You know, this attitude to worship God is wrong.
有些人呢，要敬拜神呢，就是要得。
Some people worship God because they want to get back something in return.
哎呀，拼命的。求神的祷告啊，给我开路啊，能够拿到一个 visa 跑到美国去念书啊。
And some really pray earnestly and say, God, please give me a visa so that I can go to America to study.
啊，到了美国以后啊，又拼命的求啊，给我一个很好的大学念了。
And after they come to America, they pray that God will give them a good university to study in.
啊，找到了一个大学念的时候，求神啊给我开路啊，感动他们的心啊，给我 full scholarship。
And then you start praying that, well, please, Lord, I pray that they will grant me a full scholarship.
Scholarship 得到了，他就继续祷告，我考试每次能够得到 A.
Then after he received his scholarship, he said, Oh God, please help me to get my A's.
啊，成绩好了，他就开始祷告，神呢带领一个漂亮的小姐来。
And when he has good grades, he said, Well, God, please send me a beautiful life partner.
啊，为了要得这样的祷告。这样的信神
they believe in God because they want to get something out of him.
我想这个也是不对的。
I feel that that's also wrong.
啊，不要当神是你的 insurance company, 不要当神是你的 bank.
But don't treat God as your insurance company or bank.
这个是不对的。
Because it's wrong.
我们基督徒相信上帝真神真正的敬拜神的方法就是因为他爱我他先爱我。In spite of my unworthy, in spite of my sinful nature, 他还是爱我。
The proper way to really love God is because you realize that God first loved you, and you should respond in likewise to love God, despite of, he already said.
各位，你信神，你敬拜上帝，你的动机在哪？
You know, I want to ask you, what is your motivation for believing in God?
为什么我讲这个话呢？
Why should I say something like that?
因为有些基督徒啊，他不知不觉的，他自己没有感觉的，但是没有信主的人从旁边看呢，他就是这个嘛。
You know, perhaps you know some Christians don't realize it, but outsiders can see them very clearly, and they say, "Well, this Christian is just like that. They believe in God for that reason."
所以他说我不相信。
And so others said, "I will not believe if that's what they are."
我们中间有些人是看你。你爱神，你侍奉神的，你的动机就是有不纯的地方，所以他说这样的上帝我不相信。
And perhaps somebody is watching you and saying that your motives are not very good as far as believing in God, and therefore they don't want to do likewise.
各位，你做一个基督徒，你的见证是你的同学都在看。
You know, I want to remind you that as Christians, all your student friends will be watching you.
所以我现在。要告诉各位，今天晚上我们的题目关于人生的真理。
And so tonight I'm going to cover the topic of the truth, the truth in life.
因为今天晚上要看的圣经呢，就是耶稣对基督徒、对信他的人讲的。
Because this passage is written for Christians, and Jesus said this specifically to Christians.
请各位看约翰第八章。
Let us turn to John, Gospel of John, chapter 8.
请各位看约翰第八章。
Let's look at John chapter 8.
我想这个是在三十一节跟三十二节。
Verse 31 and 32.
请各位一起来读约翰福音第八章。
Let us read John chapter 8.
三十一、三十二。
Verse 31 and 32.
我们一起来哈，我们一起来啊。耶稣对信他的犹太人说，你们若常常遵守我的道，就真是我的门徒，你们必晓得真理，真理必叫你们得以自由。
It says here, verse 31, Then said Jesus to those Jews which believed on him, If ye continue in my word, then are ye my disciples indeed, and ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free.
这个是耶稣还没有上十字架以前讲的话。
Jesus said this before he ascended on the cross.
他挂在十字架以后，犹太人、希利尼人都没有分别。
After he hang on the cross, there is no difference between the Jews and the Gentiles.
凡相信他的就是上帝的儿女，他对信他的人今天照样讲。
Those that believe on the Lord Jesus Christ are all his children, and he says this likewise to all.
他说，你们若常常遵守我的道。
He said that if you will continue in my word,
他没有说常常听我的道。
He didn't say that if you will continue to listen to my word.
他说你们要遵守。
He said that you should observe my word, continue.
就是真的我的门徒。
Then you are indeed my disciples.
今天我们教会有一个问题。
Well, in our church there is a problem.
真的门徒也有，假的门徒也有。
There are true disciples and there are false disciples.
还有一种门徒啊，自己是真的假的还不知道的门徒也有。
And then there are some disciples that are undecided as to whether they are real disciple or not.
因为他是生长在基督徒的家庭，爸爸是基督徒，妈妈是基督徒，公公是基督徒，婆婆是基督徒，所以他以为他也是基督徒。
And of course some of them were born in Christian family, their grandparents and their father and mother were all Christian, and so they are rather unclear as to whether they are Christians or not.
有一个孩子，他的爸爸是医生。
Well, there was a child whose father was a doctor.
所以他以为他也是医生。
So he thought he was a doctor too.
因为我的爸爸是医生，所以我也是医生。
He said, well, since my father is a medical doctor, I am one too.
你们听了会笑啊。
Well, when you hear about it, you laugh.
很多基督徒是这样。
But you know, a lot of Christians are likewise.
我的爸爸是基督徒，所以我也基督徒。
So they say, well, my father is a Christian, so naturally I am one too.
他一点都没有重生的经验。
They have never had the experience of rebirth.
他也没有接受过主耶稣活在他的心中。
And they have never received Christ into their life.
他也没有重生，没有曾经认罪悔改，有这个经验。
And never had they experienced to repent of their sins and ask for forgiveness.
今天我们中间可能也有这样的人。
And perhaps in our midst today, there are some that are like that.
我生在基督徒的家庭。
Well, I was born in a Christian home.
那所有的美国人都是基督徒了。
Well, in that case, all the Americans would be Christians.
他说我们的国家是基督徒的国家，所以我生在基督教的国家，所以我是基督徒了。
Well, some may say, well, ours is a Christian nation, so naturally I'm a Christian.
大错。
But he was mistaken.
所以在这里，耶稣基督告诉他的门徒，信他的人说，你若常常遵守我的道。
And so Jesus said to his disciples, said, if you will continue, that is, observe, my word.
各位，我在讲道。
You know, brothers and sisters, I'm preaching here.
你们在听道。
And you're listening to me.
你们说我讲得很好。
And you say, well, I'm a good, I preach well.
我说你们听得很好。
And I say, you listen well.
所以我们有一个 mutual admiration.
Right.
这个不是基督教。
This is not Christianity.
讲道要紧，听道要紧，但是不行道的话，一切都是等于零的。
You know, it's important to preach and it's important to listen. However, if you never carry out what you hear, then everything is equal to a zero.
有一个老牧师晚上睡觉。
Oh, there was an old minister that went to bed at night.
这个老牧师很有意思啊。
It's a kind of an interesting thing about this old pastor.
他睡了睡了睡了，他做一个梦啊。
When he was sleeping, he had a dream.
他梦到自己突然间死了。
he had a dream that he suddenly died.
啊, 死啦, 大家家里在, 哭了, 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 哭了。
And that everybody mourned in his family for him.
他看见他的太太, 他的孩子都在哭了。
And he saw his wife and all his children crying.
他看看有没有人没哭的有没有?
And he looked around to see if there was anybody that wasn't crying.
Oh, 教会的信徒都来哭了, 哭了, 哭了。
And all his Christian friends also came and mourned for him.
啊, 他心里很满足了。
And so his heart was greatly satisfied.
啊, 你看我死了, 大家都悲哀啊。
And he said, well, you know, even after I'm dead, I'm so much loved.
不要悲哀了, 我要回到天家, 我要到天堂去了。
Well, I shouldn't just be loved. I'd like to go back to heaven.
哦, 他到天堂了。
And so he ascended to heaven.
哦, 到天堂的门口啊, 有一个天使在那里等他了。
When he came to the entrance of the heaven, there was an angel waiting for him.
啊, 他说, Pastor Lee, 欢迎你, 欢迎你。
And he said, Pastor Lee, welcome, welcome.
啊, 我心里很高兴啊, 我以为我不及格啊, 果然我及格, 能够进到天堂了。
And so he said, oh, I was so happy. I thought I wouldn't make it, but I did.
Oh, 我到天堂了, 请你啊, 带领我看看, 观光啊, tourist, tourist, huh?
And so when he reached heaven, he said, well, I'd like to take a tour of heaven.
天使就一个房间, 一个房间, 给他看。
And so the angel led him and showed him all the rooms in heaven.
到了一个很大的房间。
And he came into a very large room.
他说我能不能看啊?
He said, can I take a look?
Oh, sure. 请,
sure.
哎呀,他到里面看到什么东西?
You know what he saw inside?
好多木耳。
All kinds of idols?
木耳,木耳,木耳,吃的木耳。 Fungus on the tree.
Fungus, oh, okay, all kinds of fungus.
啊? 哦,有大的,有小的。
There's all kinds of fungus, large ones and small ones.
这是什么东西啊?
What are these? He thought.
这个是什么东西啊?
What are these doing here?
那个天使说,你靠近看一点,看一点。
And so... And so the angel urged him to go nearer to take a closer look.
不知道了,什么东西你晓得?
And he took a closer look and he said, oh, I know what it is. Do you know what it is?
都是这个?
Uh-huh. It's all this.
都是耳朵?
They're all ears.
为什么这个这么多的耳朵跑到天堂来了?
He said, how come there are all kinds of ears up in heaven?
那天使说了, 说地上的教会啊,很多会听到的人。
You know, there's all kinds of Christians down there in earth that really know how to listen to the word of God.
他这些听到的专家, 他们的耳朵都跑到天堂来了。
They're experts in listening, so all their ears ascended into heaven.
哦, 就是他们的耳朵跑进来。
He said, oh, you mean only their ears entered heaven?
他们会听到, 都不会行道。
The angel said, yes, they only know how to listen and they never, you know, observed it. You know, the church today has this problem. And so he went to another room. I better not say this one. Probably may mention something about him. I think I'll refrain from it.
因为我讲啊,你们刚才讲的忘记了,就专门记这件事情。I'm
afraid you might forget all the former and just remember this incident.
你们退休会完了,回去到你们教会讲了,你们的教会的牧师会骂我了。And
if you went home and shared with your pastor, I'm sure your pastor will give me a scolding.
耶稣说,你们若常常遵守我的道,你们真是我的门徒。
Jesus said that if you continue to observe my word, then you are my disciples indeed.
讲道要紧, 听道要紧, 但是我们讲道, 听道的目的就是要行道。
You know, it's important to preach and important to listen, but the real purpose of the message is so that we can observe the word of God.
今天这一篇道理的真要紧的point就是说, 假如我们有行道的话, 我们就能晓得什么?
The real point of this message is that if we can really observe,
我们就晓得真理。
If we can really observe the word of God, then we'll know the truth.
为什么我们今天不懂得真理呢?
Why is it that we don't understand the truth?
因为我们没有行道。
Because we have not carried out the word of truth.
各位,我们没有来过这个camp的人啊, 拼命地看地图,怎么样走,怎么样走,怎么样走,怎么样走,是不是这样?
You know, if you've never been to this camp before, you keep looking at the map to see how which direction you should go, this way, that way.
但是今天你们自己开车子来过的人啊, 你们下一次自己会来了。
But those of you that actually did drove here today, I'm sure next time you'll know how to find the way.
我们看圣经, 我们讲道, 我们听道, 我们什么都, 但是没有自己行过的地方, 我们不懂的。
You know, we read the Word of God, we listen to the Word of God, but if you've never really actually observed it, you don't really experience it.
而是我们没有行主的道的话, 我们不会明白主的真理。
If we never carry out God's word, we will not understand its truth.
真理是什么?
What is truth?
真理是什么?
What is truth?
这个很难讲。
It's very difficult to define.
我今天晚上只有用讲一点点。
Perhaps I'll just share a little bit tonight.
我自己认为真理是不变的东西。
I feel that truth is something that will not change with time.
真理是永远不变的东西。
Truth will not change.
世界所有的东西都在改变。
You know, everything in this world is in a state of flux.
我30年前学的电机啊, 今天不行了。
You know, the things I've learned in engineering school some 30 years ago, nowadays is no longer applied, perhaps.
30年前的这个叫做什么, microphone啊, 没有那么小的, 这是那么大的。
Yeah, 30 years ago, the microphones were that big, not like this.
30年前我学的真空管啊, 都是用玻璃做的这么大的。
什么叫真空?
Vacuum tube.
Oh, 30 years ago, the vacuum tube was this big.
现在这个真空管这个话没有了。
And nowadays, they don't even use it anymore.
现在是做叫做什么 transistor, huh?
Nowadays, they use transistors.
今天学电的人对我讲的, hardcore, softcore, 我听不懂了。
Nowadays, those electrical engineers, when they talk about hardcore, softcore, I really don't understand them.
And 今天你们讲的我听不懂啊, 你不要笑哦。
You know, those things that they say and I don't understand, you shouldn't laugh at me.
因为将来啊, 你的孩子在讲的, 你听不懂。
Because in the future days, when your son and daughter start talking, you may not understand them either.
我有一天在看, 在看电视。
One day I was watching TV.
我看, 哎呦, 我这个怎么了,
and I said, well, what is all this about?
是不是这样的?
Is it like this?
我问两个儿子。
So I asked my son, and so I thought about it and I asked him, is it thus and so?
我的大儿子对我的小儿子说, 怎么办?
My oldest son said to the second son, what should we do?
这个老二这个花托的说, 他怎么样想就是说是就好了。
So my second son, who is a little foxy, he said, well, whatever dad said, just say yes.
那我的老大说不对呀。
And the oldest son said, no, that's not right.
那个老二说你给他解释他听不懂的。
And then my second son said, well, you know, even if you explain to dad, he wouldn't understand.
他说不要浪费时间。
Don't waste your time.
老人家怎么想就说, 对对对就好了。
Whatever the old man says, just say yes.
哎呀我真伤心啊。
I was so grieved.
哎呀我真是感觉到, 这个一生啊, 到了这个年纪的时候, 没用了。
I just felt that, you know, as I grow older, I become less and less useful.
我以为我什么都懂。
I thought I understood a lot.
我懂得真理。
And I understand the truth.
但是我30年前所懂的真理啊, 30年后不能用了。
You know, the truth that I knew 30 years ago, nowadays, I can't even apply.
你看我小的时候是念日本书。
When I was young, I used to study Japanese.
因为1895到1945啊, 台湾是日本人管的。
Because in 1895 to 1940, we were under the government of Japan.
所以这个时候啊, 我们所受的教育啊, 是日本人强迫你一定要念。
And so our education was sort of compulsory, and we had to learn Japanese.
那么我念日本的历史。
And of course, I studied the history of Japan.
那个时候我大概11、12岁。
At that time, I was about 11 or 12 years old.
我那个时候背日本的天王124个的名字统统背好。
I could memorize all the names of all the emperors of Japan.
124个到现在是昭和。
Even all
124
of them. And he can memorize them all by heart, all the 124 names.
现在我背的, 我在日本做牧师啊, 我背给日本人听。
Well, you know, if I were a minister in Japan and I should recite these names to the Japanese.
日本的年轻人笑我。
Well, the Japanese youth would laugh at me.
他说那是都是假的。
He said, oh, all those are false.
我十几岁的时候, 我以为是真理。 日本的历史都是真的，打败仗以后，他们说这些都是假的，自己写出来的。
You know, what I learned as a child, you know, they say now that they're defeated.
昨日、今日、直到永远，耶稣没有改变。
It says, yesterday, today, and forever, Jesus is the same.
耶稣没有改变。
Jesus never changes.
因为他是神，他为人，曾为人来到这个世界的耶稣，唯独他没有改变。
Because he is God, and for our sake he became man, that's why he never changes.
所以我传的是没有改变的。
Because what, therefore what I preach never changed.
做传道人最上算，你想啊。
Do you know what is the biggest headache for a preacher?
最上算的。The best things.
The best thing for a preacher.
因为我三十年前念的跟现在念的一样，没有变。
Okay. The best thing for a preacher is that, you know, what he read 30 years ago is still true today.
你们今天在 Harvard 也好，在 Yale 也好，在 MIT 也好，我们哪一个部门念的，你不要说我现在念，三十年后拿出来用，人家会笑死。
It doesn't matter whether you're studying in Harvard or any of the MIT or of any of the famous schools, because what you study now, you cannot apply or use probably in 30 years' time.
三十年后，你的孩子说：“哎，爸爸，你不要讲好了，不要讲好了。”
Perhaps 30 years later, your son will say, "Oh, father, well, just forget. let's forget it."
啊，神的话永远不改。
God's word never changes.
我请各位看一个地方。
Let's look at another verse.
以赛亚书四十章。
Isaiah chapter 40.
我要用这一章来做结束。
I'm going to use this to end today.
以赛亚四十章。
Isaiah chapter 40.
六节到八节。
Verse 6 to verse 8.
我们一同来念。
Let us read it together.
我们一起来，翻好了没有？翻好了。OK， 旁边的朋友啊，你要帮忙他。我开始信耶稣到教会的时候，我不会翻圣经的。大家都翻圣经了，我也跟着他翻圣经了。大家翻好了，我也翻好了。
You know, when I first, you know, came to church, I didn't know where all these books were. And when people started to flip and turn to the right book, you know, I was turning too. And when they finished flipping, I also finished flipping.
人家在念旧约，我翻到新约。
People were reading the Old Testament while I was still standing in the New Testament.
旁边的小姐还好心说你错了。
The person standing next to me said, "Oh, you're all wrong."
我说没有错，没有错。
I said, "Oh, no, I'm in the right place."
都是神的话，没有错。
They're all God's word, so there's no mistake.
我不要丢脸呢。
I didn't want to lose faith.
所以啊，各位，你要了解刚刚来教会的人，你不要说嘿，我什么都懂，这个家伙刚来什么都不懂，不要这样。我们要谦卑啊。要给我一点面子啊！
You should be humble and help your friends out when they first come.
你帮忙他的时候，他会受感动。
When you help them, I think that they will also be touched by your consideration.
好吧，以赛亚四十章第六节，我们一起来。
Let's look at Isaiah 40:6.
一起来啊！有人声说：“你喊叫吧。”有一个说：“我喊叫什么呢？”说：“凡有血气的，尽都如草，它的美容都像野地的花，草必枯干，花必凋残，因为耶和华的气吹在其上，百姓仍然是草，草必枯干，花必凋残，唯有我们上帝的话必永远不变。”我们可以看见什么都会改变的，也有上帝的话永远立定。
We can see that everything changes on this earth except the word of God. It will never change.
他在这里说凡有血气的。
It says here, all that has life and breath.
你我都有血气的。
Of course, all of you and me included have life and breath.
我开始念圣经的时候，我不懂什么叫做血气。
I didn't understand when I first read the Bible what it means here it says flesh.
我的朋友说你是傻瓜。写得很清楚嘛，有血有气的嘛。
You know, my friend said, "You are really stupid. It just says, you know, life and breath. Very obvious."
你不相信？你回去用一个刀，看一下会不会血跑出来？会跑出来的，那是有血的。
You should cut yourself and see if blood comes out. If it is, then you do have, life and breath.
你洗澡的时候，你把你的头放在水里面。
When you wash yourself, put your head in the water.
看看你有没有气。
See if you have any breath.
你没有气，你是死的了。
If you don't have any breath, you're dead.
你要有气，就赶快拿着。
And if you want some breath, of course you'll be lifting your head soon to take a deep breath.
凡有血气的都像草。
It says all flesh is grass.
我们今天天天找草地走啊。
Today we walked on the grass a lot.
我们都是很像草一样。
We are just like the grass.
但是有些人好像花一样啊。
And some of them are just like flower.
哎，他说啊，他说，哎呀，草。净都如草，它的美容都像野地的花。
It says, verse 7. The grass withereth and the flower fadeth.
Verse 6.
Okay. All flesh is grass, and all the goodness thereof is as the flower of the field.
有些人长得很漂亮。
Of course, some are born very beautiful.
我年轻的时候，我看小姐都是漂亮。
When I was young and I looked at the ladies, I thought they were all very beautiful.
我跑到我的爸爸那里说，我结婚怎么办呢？看起来每一个都漂亮。
I went to my father and I said, well, what should I do when I get married? You know, when I look at them all, they are all beautiful.
他说没有问题，没有问题。
He said, oh, there's no problem at all.
上帝造人呐，特别小姐啊，都是造的，每一个都是漂亮的。
He said that, you know, when God created people, you know, he created the ladies to be especially beautiful.
所以你看呢，每个小姐都漂亮，这个是没有问题。
So when you say that all the ladies look charming and attractive, there's no problem in that.
爸爸，问题很大，我不晓得选哪一个。
He said, but Father, I do have a problem. I don't know which one to choose.
他说什么话呢？
What did he say?
你不要选了。
He said, well, you don't have to choose.
他说为什么？
Oh, but why? Why shouldn't I choose?
他说人家要你不要你你还不想反正。
You don't even know whether people would want you. How can you choose?
哎，真是有老经验的话。
True, my father had more experience than myself.
人像草。
People are just like grass.
人像花。
And people are like flowers.
但是我告诉各位，我跑到了美国啊，碰见了有些朋友啊，20年没有看过的。
Well, when I first came to America, you know, there are some friends I haven't seen for some 20 years.
我去年刚刚来了。
I just came last year.
我看他的时候。
When I saw them, he had an expression like that.
那么他看我，他。
And he also looked at me and.
那二十年没有看变这个样子。
What? After 20 years, he's changed like this?
我说没有改变，我头发还有。
He said, well, no, I didn't change. It's just...Still black.
你的头发没有了吧
？You don't even have any hair left.
各位，人真是像草像花。
You know, people are just like grass and flower.
一下子过去。
In a very short while, they are faded away.
你自己会经验到。
You will experience it yourself.
神的话讲的没有错的。
It's true. God's word is true.
所以呢，这些草必定要枯干了，花必定要凋残的。
Because the grass will wither and the flowers will fade.
唯独耶和华上帝的话永远地地。
But the word of our God shall stand forever.
各位，什么是真理？
I want to ask you, what is truth?
永远不改变的。
Truth is something that never changed.
1000年前、2000年前、1000年后、2000年后，一样。
Whether it be a few thousand years back or a few thousand years in the future, it's the same.
在东方，在西方，在南方，在北方，一样。
No matter whether in what direction, north, south, east, or west, it's still the same.
永远不改变的神的话。
God's word never changes.
这是真理。
This is true.
我们今天传的是什么？
And what are we preaching today?
我们传的是神的话。
We are preaching the word of God.
我们所传的是耶稣基督。
We are preaching Jesus Christ.
我们传的是永远不改变神的爱向你向我显现。
And we are preaching about the unchanging love that is shown to you and me.
你为什么不接受？
Why do you not accept this love?
我们朋友送东西给我们，我们很高兴。
You know, when our friends give us a gift, we are very happy.
但是过了几年呢？
But after a couple of years,
神送一件东西给我们，永远不改变的。
God gave us a gift that will never change with time.
他住在我的心里。
He lives in our heart.
我高兴的时候，他在我的旁边。
When I'm happy, he's within me.
我悲哀的时候，他在我的旁边。
And when I'm sad, he's also with me.
我经过死荫的幽谷的时候，他在我的旁边。
When I pass through the valley of the shadow of death, he'll still be with me.
为什么你不接受呢？
Why won't you accept him?
神的恩典，你们一定要接受。
God's grace is something you should accept.
并且在你年轻的时候。
And you should accept it when you're young.
使你的一生完全的改变。
So that your life will be changed.
我们一同祷告。
Let us pray.
唯独耶和华的话永远立定。
Only the word of God will stand forever.
昨日今日直到永远，耶稣基督是没有改变的。
Yesterday, today, and tomorrow, Jesus is the same.
我们所传的是神的话。
We are spreading the news of God's word.
我们所要给你的是耶稣基督。
We are giving you the Lord Jesus Christ.
你来接受吧。
Please come and receive him.
我盼望你能够接受。
I pray that you will accept him.
现在。
Accept him now.
不要等到三十年、五十年后。
Don't wait till 30, 40 years or 50 years later.
明天有什么事情发生，没有一个人知道。
Because you do not know what tomorrow will bring.
不要失去这个机会。
Do not lose this opportunity.
我要大家低头。
I want every head bowed.
我要每一个人想自己的一生。
I want everyone to think of their life.
我们只有一次的一生。
There is only this one life to live.
我们人生的道路应该走哪一个道路？
How should we walk this life and use it?
是不是要走在真理上的道路？
Should we walk in the way of truth?
是不是要接受这个永远不改变的真理？
Should we receive this never-changing truth?
神爱。
God loves.
永远的计划爱你。
He loves you with an everlasting plan.
你还没有来到这个世界，他已经爱你。
Even before you came into this world, God loves you.
你将来要离开这个世界，他还是爱你，要接受你到他的国度里。
And even when you leave this earth, He still loves you and is willing to receive you into His kingdom.
你要不要接受神所给你的真理？
Are you willing to receive this truth that God is offering you?
我要你安静的思想。
I want you to have a moment of quiet meditation.
信仰不能强迫的。
Because I know religion cannot be forced.
你要相信，不要相信，请你自由的选择。
Whether you would like to receive this faith or not is your option.
但是你不接受，你太可惜了。
Because if you do not believe, it's just a waste.
若是你过去相信耶稣有不纯的动机。你今天晚上悔改吧。
And if you have believed in God for the wrong motives in the past, I pray that you will repent today.
你为了惧怕，你为了要得利益来相信耶稣，你今天晚上悔改吧。
If you believed in God out of fear or out of a motivation of personal gain, I pray that you would reconsider and ask for God's forgiveness.
你今天晚上接受主耶稣基督，因为他爱你。你要来接受他的爱。
You receive the Lord Jesus Christ because He loves you, and you're willing to receive this love.
我还是跟中午一样，早上一样，各位，无论你是来教会多久，无论你是在教会基督徒家庭长大，我不管你。
I don't care how many years you've been in church or whether you grew up in the church or not.
我说你头一次来这个聚会。
Or perhaps this is the first time you've ever come here.
你今天晚上说我要接受神的话，接受神的真理。
You say tonight, I'm willing to receive God's word and God's truth.
我要接受主耶稣基督住在我心里面。
I would like to receive Jesus into my heart to live within it.
我要有一个新的一生。
I want to have a new life.
你愿意吗？
Are you willing?
愿意的人，我要请你站起来。
If you're willing, please stand up.
我们一起可以祷告。
We can pray together.
我们都是有思想的人。
We all are thinking creatures.
我们都为将来设想的人。
All of us think for our future.
你的一生在你的前面。
Your whole future is before you.
你的一生要走什么道路？
What kind of life would you like to live in this, in your future?
你要不要接受主的真理？
Are you willing to receive the truth of God?
接受主耶稣基督来带领你的一生。
and receive Jesus Christ so that he can guide you throughout your life,
愿意的人请你表示。
If you're willing, please show yourself.
请你站起来。
Would you please stand up?
神的话说，在神跟人的面前认我的，我将来在神的面前还一样的认你。
God's word says that if you would admit or confess me before men, I will also confess you before my Father in heaven.
我们常常在布道会的时候要人做一个 commitment。
Many times in an evangelistic meeting, we want people to make a commitment.
这个不是简单的事情。
It's not a simple thing to do.
在你心里中有很多的挣扎。
There's all kinds of struggling going on in your heart.
这个是对的。
It's true.
好像要一个新的生命要生产出来的时候，有好多痛苦。
And it's just like birth pains when you're giving life to new life.
你要经过这一段才能够接受主，在人的面前能够承认你是一个基督徒。
You have to go through these struggles and pains before you can really stand before man and confess Jesus Christ.
我们每一个人都经过这个过程的。
Every one of us that are Christians have gone through this sometime in our lives.
假如你没有经过这个过程的时候，我请你现在下一个决心。
If you've never gone through this before, I pray that you will make a decision today.
我不是问你明白道理没有。
I didn't ask you whether you understand or not.
我要你接受真理，耶稣基督。
I want you to receive the truth, Jesus Christ.
耶稣会带领你更明白他的道理，这个是将来的事情。
Jesus will in the future.Make you understand his word.
今天晚上你愿意不愿意？
Are you willing tonight?
假如你愿意，我再一次最后一次请你站起来，我们可以为你祷告。
If you're willing, please stand up so that we can pray with you.
其他有没有？
Is there anyone else?
我们基督徒继续的祷告。
Christians, please continue to pray.
还没有相信的人，你向神说，求上帝帮助我能够 make commitment.
And those of you that have not believed yet, pray to God and say, God, help me to make that commitment.
也许你在教会一辈子，但是没有耶稣活在你的心中，你今天晚上可以做一个新造的人。
Perhaps you've been in the church all your life but never received Christ. Well, tonight you can be a new man, a woman.
有没有？
Is there anyone?
好吧，我请各位大家都现在有两位站起来，你们大家一起站起来。
Okay, let's all stand up. There's two that have already stood up.
我们一起祷告。
Let us pray.
已经相信的人帮助初信的人祷告。
Those that have already believed, please help those that are beginning to pray.
并且为你的朋友还没有接受主的，因为每一个人心中都有挣扎。
Please pray for your friends because everyone is going through struggling.
神灵告诉你相信。
The anointing of the Holy Spirit, you believe.
但是邪灵说不要现在吧。
But the devil say not now, not yet.
你要自己胜过这一战。
You must overcome this last struggle.
但是我们还是继续为你祷告。
But we will pray with you.
刚才站起来的两位弟兄姊妹，请你跟着我来祷告。
Just now for the two of you that stood up, please follow after Pastor and pray thus.
天父，我感谢赞美你。
Father, we thank you and praise you.
我过去不会祷告。
In the past, I don't know how to pray.
我过去不会称你做我的天父。
In the past, I have not asked you to be my heavenly father.
现在我能够称你是我的天父。
But now I can really call upon you as my heavenly father.
因为我听你的话，相信你的儿子耶稣基督。
Because I listen to your word and believe on your son, the Lord Jesus Christ.
他是永远不改变的真理。
He is a never-changing truth.
今天晚上我打开我的心门。
Tonight, I'm willing to open the door of my heart.
请耶稣基督进到我里面。
To invite the Lord Jesus Christ into my heart.
请你进到我里面，住在我的心里面。
I pray that you will come in and live within my heart.
求你赦免我的罪。
Please forgive my sin.
洗净我一切的污秽。
And cleanse all my dirtiness.
主啊，我感谢你。
Lord, I thank you.
因为你的爱。
Because of your love.
来到世界为我的罪死在十字架上。
You come to this earth to die for us on the cross.
为我死了埋葬，第三天从死里复活。
That you died for me and was buried and the third day rose again.
我要接受。
I want to receive you.
你复活以后在天上现在为我祷告，我要感谢。
And you're resurrected and now sitting before, next to God and praying for me. And for this, I give thee thanks.
求主你垂听我的祷告。
God, please listen to my prayer.
让我活在你的真理里面。
That I may live in your truth.
我很多还不明白。
There are many things I still don't understand.
但是我相信你会一步一步带领。
But I believe that you will lead me step by step.
谢谢天父垂听我的祷告。
Thank you, Heavenly Father, for listening to my prayer.
我也为还没有相信的朋友们祷告。
And I also would like to pray for my friends that are not yet Christians.
可能他们的时间还没有到。
Perhaps their time has not come.
主啊，把那个时间缩短。
Lord, I pray that you will shorten the days.
让他们早一天能够得到主你的救恩。
That they may know you early.
我这样感谢祈求。
And I pray and give thanks to thee.
奉主耶稣基督的圣名求。
In Jesus' name I pray.
Amen.
Amen.